During this holy season of Lent, the Church invites us to do something which isn't very popular, and indeed culturally goes against what would be our normal attitude. And the Church invites us to engage in a battle, warfare, a fight. When we went to Mass on Ash Wednesday, the collect, the opening prayer, warned us that we were entering this fight. It says, "Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils." Now, it's not a battle in the sense of mortal combat. It's not fighting each other physically. It's much more important than that. It is a spiritual warfare. And often what people will want us to believe is that, in fact, that's not warfare at all. And in many ways, that's the trick the devil wants us to engage in. He wants us to think that there is no fight, that there is no battle. But be under no illusion, the Christian faith is under attack. And it will be. It will always be. Because God comes in his Son Jesus with a very simple message. And the message is that he loves us. And the consequence of that very simple message is that people will always fight and rebel against it. In Old Testament times, they believed that they did have the presence of God with them, and it was with them in the covenant that God had made between his people, that Moses, in those tablets of stone, in the commandments. And those tablets of stone were kept in the ark. And when the Old Testament people went into battle, they took that ark with them. And when the ark was with them, the battle would always be won. Rather oddly, not quite sure how they did it, but on a couple of occasions, they lost the ark. They lost the presence of God. They lost those tablets of stone that God had given them, the rules which were to be written on their hearts. And when they lost those stones, that covenant, that ark, the battle was lost. It was Harrison Ford in that fabulous film, Raiders of the Lost Ark. What he was doing was reminding us and was trying to find the ark that was lost. But when the covenant was with them, when God was in their presence, the battle was won. In the book of the Apocalypse, the Revelation to St. John, we hear where that ark now is. "The sanctuary of God in heaven was opened," St. John tells us in his Revelation, "and the ark of the covenant could be seen in it. Now a sign appeared in heaven, a woman adorned with a sun, standing on the moon, and with 12 stars on her head for a crown. She was pregnant and in labor, crying aloud in pangs of childbirth." Now, St. John tells us that that covenant, that ark, is now in heaven, as we glimpse. But St. John also tells us who the new ark of the covenant is. And the new ark is Our Lady, Mary, as she brings not just a message of God, not just a token of divinity, not just a sign of the relationship between God and man, but God himself. Because Mary, as the bearer, as the carrier, as the means by which God comes into our world, Mary becomes the ark of the new and eternal covenant. And inevitably, when that ark comes, as St. John tells us, the first thing that people want to do is to destroy it and to do away with it. Sometimes we have this rather romantic image of Our Lady as being all kind of gooey and cuddly and sentimental. But the message that Mary always brings, is a message of a warrior, a fighter, a bringer of the news of love, which consequently will bring this rebellion. And as she is about to give birth, as we read in the book of the Apocalypse, the first thing the devil wants to do is to consume, to devour. Imagine the situation of a mother giving birth in a maternity ward, and outside there are people who want to destroy. It's that kind of image that St. John, in his Revelation, is trying to get across to us. That Mary, Our Lady, brings a new message, a message of God who has come to us in his Son. But even more than that, the God in his Son stays with us, because in every church there is a new ark. As on the main, hopefully, place in every church, there is a tabernacle, and in that tabernacle Jesus abides. He abides permanently, as a permanent and constant reminder of his presence, of his abiding presence with us. So we must never be surprised when churches, both physical and temporal, come under attack, because that's what the message of love does in others, causes them to rebel. And as Our Lady, as we come into the New Testament, the first thing that she does when she has news that she is to be the bearer of God himself, of Jesus Christ, she goes to her cousin Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is able to recognize who she is. And John, in her womb, leaps for joy, in exactly the same way as David danced before the ark in the Old Testament. John, in the New Testament, dances with joy before God, before the ark of the new covenant of Our Lady. And again, she brings a message, not of gooey sentimentality, but a message of a warrior. And she sings her Magnificat as she raises her heart to God. And she warns that the powerful will be brought down, the proud of heart will be humbled, princes who exalt themselves will be lowered. We must never be surprised when the Christian gospel of love is proclaimed, that there will always be a rebellion against it. And Our Lady of Fatima, the message that she brought was a message that there would be war. And the 20th century was marked by that message that she brought, the attack on the church of communism. But Mary is now in heaven, and she prays for us. She gives us the weapons, and the weapons are the weapons that we have been given at the beginning of this holy season, as we took on weapons of self-denial, of prayer. And Our Lady gives the weapon of the rosary. Now, those who engage in battle, a mortal battle, they may well think, well, what good will those do? Surely we need guns and arms and combat. Tell that to the founders of communism, when the only armor we had, the only defense we had, was prayer, fasting, and the rosary. During this holy season of Lent, we engage in a very real battle. But God never leaves us alone. He gives us the warfare combat equipment to be able to fight against all those who would rise up and try and defeat that message of love, that message which Mary bore for us in her own womb, and that message which abides with us in every church and in every tabernacle throughout the world. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.